Mr. Speaker, I rise in defense of communities across America terrorized by the dangerous, rogue, and violent actions perpetrated by ICE agents.
As President Donald Trump's federal immigration agents descend on Democratic-led cities and states, Democrats are introducing legislation to hold them accountable at the federal level for any civil rights violations. A bicameral bill introduced by Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey and Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley would end qualified immunity of federal agents.
This bill is for Renee Good and so many others, like Keith Porter, a proud girl dad who was killed by an ICE agent in Los Angeles, and Ninko Ganchev from Chicago, who died in ICE custody after living in the United States for 30 years. This bill is for every person in America, citizen or not, to know that when ICE agents break the law, they should be held accountable. For the families of these victims, Congress must end qualified immunity.
The bill comes amidst a series of disturbing incidents involving ICE agents violently enforcing President Donald Trump's mass deportation agenda, including the killing of a Minneapolis woman in her vehicle, then blocking a state probe into it. There's multiple reports of ICE agents walking up to people of color on the street demanding proof of citizenship. This after the Supreme Court legalized racial profiling. Video shows ICE agents surrounding a brown man pumping gas into his car, asking for his proof of citizenship. As protesters follow.
How do I know you're a citizen?
Another video by Minnesota Watch shows a federal agent walking into a porta potty with a woman who appears to have her hands bound. Another shows ICE arresting a brown teenager at his job in a Target, saying he's an American, then returning to work, saying he was beaten and dropped off on the side of the road. And in the Southern California city of Santa Ana, a man is reportedly blind in one eye after a federal agent shot him point blank in the face with a projectile at a protest against ICE's tactics. The incident caught on video. It's reminiscent to protests in Iran, with multiple reports of protesters losing their eyesight after being shot by Iranian forces.
We cannot continue with business as usual as immigration agents tear gas peaceful protesters, ram down the doors of residents in Minnesota and across the country as they round up U.S. citizens.
The Congressional Progressive Caucus announced its 100-plus members will not vote for further funding for ICE until reforms are made to rein in their seemingly unchecked powers. Here's Washington Democrat Pramila Jayapal, ranking member of the House's Immigration Subcommittee.
No more masked agents. No more ramming down our neighbors' doors without a warrant. No more threatening and intimidating the American people from exercising their First Amendment rights. They must end detention abuses by immediately ceasing the use of private for-profit detention centers. 35 people have already died in ICE custody just since Donald Trump came in.
She also blasted conditions in ICE detention facilities, particularly those run by for-profit companies like the GEO Group and Core Civic.
People are being forced to sleep on the floor with cockroaches, fed food with maggots in it, and had medical care withheld. Anything for these private facilities to save a buck. And there must be independent investigations of lawlessness and violence by immigration agents and Border Patrol agents, and meaningful consequences for those who commit these acts of violence.
Their threat comes as President Donald Trump wants to increase defense spending 50% to $1.5 trillion by the year 2027. The Nonpartisan Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget estimates that would add $5.8 trillion to the national debt over a decade. Republicans' one big, beautiful bill already gave a massive infusion of funding to ICE, $75 billion over 4 years, a 400% increase, according to an analysis from the Brennan Center for Justice. This while stripping health care from the neediest, cutting $1 trillion from Medicare over a decade. GOP control of the House doesn't need Democratic support, but that could change come this year's midterms, where Democrats are hoping to gain more seats in Congress. But the people aren't waiting around.
We're not going to shop. We are not going to work. We are not going to school on Friday, January 23rd.
Residents and unions in Minneapolis are calling for a general strike January 23rd. And there are calls for other cities to join them.
There are lies being spewed about our neighbors here to give an excuse to try to validate why we have thousands of masked officers here harming our people and harming us, taking citizens from where they work, beating people up and dropping them off at random locations. This is not rumor. We are seeing it with our own eyes every single day. And so now is the time.
I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.